Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with you here on News Talk 830 WCCO. One of my favorite guys in town that I get an opportunity from time to time to chat and talk basketball with, just sports in general with. He's a good guy. From The Athletic. His name is John Krasinski. Everybody knows him. You know, he's got some swagger in this sports business. Just a good dude. And his first time joining me since I've, you know, gotten the time slot now here, 9-1 on 830 WCCO. Hey, John, man, thanks for joining me on this Friday night. I'm sorry to take you away from maybe the bars or the restaurant scene or maybe the family or whatever, but I appreciate it, my man.
Blake, man, you know, anything for you, man, at all. I've told you this privately, but publicly, I'm just so happy for you to get this show. I've been listening to you. It's awesome. Thanks for having me, man. I'm happy for you.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate all the support, and you know, you're one of my dear friends in the media here in town. Let's start with, because there's a few things I want to kind of go over the sports landscape here with you, because you you're just not a basketball guy. You cover it all. You cover hockey, you cover football, you cover everything, and you can talk about all the sports, and you do a great job of doing that. But let's start with what's the A topic? March Madness. People are filling out brackets. People are watching all these games on four different networks. And here locally, the Golden Gophers were able to pull off, some people will say, an upset. I didn't really view it as an upset. But if you want to go by the Vegas lines and just the name recognition in terms of Louisville being a name institution in basketball historically, the Gophers win by 10 over Louisville yesterday. Let's start with your impressions of what you saw take place yesterday. Was that the type of effort that you figured you were going to see out of the Golden Gophers? And did you think they had a shot at winning that game in the first place?
Well, like I did in my bracket, I picked them to win. I thought that they could beat Louisville. I was not really incredibly impressed with what I had seen from Louisville and kind of looking at their team. I hadn't watched them a ton this year or anything like that, but just kind of doing some research on them, I thought it was a winnable game. That said, we're kind of conditioned in this town for our teams in big spots to have a letdown, to not rise to the occasion. And so in that way, I have a lot of respect for what Richard Pitino and the Gophers did in that game, because I don't think they just met expectations. I think they exceeded them. I think that was one of their best games they've played all year. I thought they played pretty well defensively. They shot the ball better than they have all year long. You had Murphy pounding the glass. You had Kelscher knocking down threes. McBrayer with some timely buckets and some smart plays. And I just thought all around it was one of the best games that they played. And in that moment, in a moment that big, we have not seen many of the Minnesota sports teams come through like that. So that's what I walked away from it. It's just like I thought that they were going to win, but you never know, not just with any of the Minnesota teams, but with this Gophers team in general. You never know what you're going to get. Some one day they'll beat Purdue, the next day they'll lose to Rutgers or Nebraska. You know, it's not a team that you could really bank on as coming through, but they came through in that game, and I thought they played great.
I thought they played unbelievable yesterday, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. That was a complete performance by that entire squad yesterday. They were good defensively. I didn't think that Louisville was a great team. I didn't expect Louisville to win the game. Well, I said it was a flip of a coin. I actually predicted that the Gophers would win in a close one. I predicted they would win the game by like 3 or 4 points. I didn't see the domination that we saw in terms of like how comfortable that they ended up winning the game by, because let's be honest, they were not scared in any way in that second half by anything that Louisville was doing. When it came to the end of the game and with about, 2.5 minutes remaining, Louisville cut into the deficit a little bit, into that lead, and they ended up cutting it to like 7 or 8 points. But there was no real fear factor in terms of the Gophers losing that game against Louisville yesterday.
No, and one of the reasons, Lake, I mean, you know, look, Murphy is a great player, but I do think that it has been very rare to watch the Gophers play basketball and say that they have a player who can be the best player on the court, and that's Amir Coffey. And he has that kind of talent, and when he is aggressive and assertive, he can be that way. And it's not just when you're playing Louisville that he can be the best player on the court. He can be the best player on the court against some heavyweights as well. I just think he's that talented. And when, you know, putting him at point guard seems to have upped his aggression. Mm-hmm. And so I think when he sets a tone like he did in the first half, you could see the rest of the defense sort of bend toward him. And that's why Kalscher was getting all these great looks. That's why McBrayer was getting good spot up opportunities. That's why lanes were open for Murphy and McBrayer going to the basket. It's because of the pressure that Coffey was putting on there. And he's a legit, like, player in this basketball tournament. And, you know, it's not just that the Gophers have to play really well and play together and do all the things that a scrappy underdog has to do. They have a guy who can be the most talented player on the floor, or at least one of the most, tomorrow night against Michigan State. And if he brings it like that, it really changes things for these guys.
No question about it. We're talking to John Krasinski from The Athletic here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And you're right, Amir Coffey, the light bulb has really come on. He's like, when he's aggressive, he's a totally different player, and this team is drastically different. But the guy that was so impressive to me yesterday was the freshman, Gabe Kalscher, and the way that he was shooting the basketball. After he knocked down his first couple of threes, it was just like his confidence had risen to a level that we hadn't seen all year long. He's had games where he's knocked down big shots and knocked down some threes. But yesterday in the NCAA tournament, when it's actually a big stage like that on national TV and you got Reggie Miller sitting there talking about you, I mean, it just, that was something to behold, because now he goes from being a Big Ten name and a local name to now being a national name potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit it, like, with the confidence factor. I mean, you could just see it build and build as that game went on. I mean, he wasn't just taking wide open spot up shots. He was stepping back. You know, he was looking for his shot. And every time he let one go, you thought it was going in. I mean, that's just how locked in that he was. And for a team that has not been hitting three pointers, for most of the season, to have that kind of a weapon was such a game changer for them. I mean, we've seen it so often, like, in this tournament, that the way that Giants get toppled is generally by a team getting hot from three-point range, you know, and an underdog coming in and letting it fly. And I'm not even saying the Gophers were an underdog, even though technically they were against Louisville, but they're an underdog tomorrow against Michigan State. And the way that I think they hang with the Spartans is if Gabe comes out there and is dropping those threes again. You know, I just think it's such an important element to add floor spacing, to open things up for Oturu and Murphy in the paint, and to keep that Spartans defense on its heels. And it was an amazing display by him against Louisville, and they're going to need every bit of that again against Michigan State if they're going to have a chance to pull the upset.
No question about it. I actually did have another question or two for you, but I do have to break for a second. Is it possible, can we continue the conversation in just a couple of minutes on the other side?
Yeah, you got it, man. No problem.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to put John Krasinski on hold, and we'll continue our conversation with John Krasinski from The Athletic here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, welcome back to Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO, continuing the conversation with John Krasinski from The Athletic, talking about the NCAA tournament and what has been taking place. I did want your thoughts on this, John, and we appreciate you hanging on for another segment here. The situation that occurred with Tom Izzo, and everybody has an opinion about it. I talked about it actually last night. The Michigan State head coach, he got into one of his players, and And I know that a lot of people looked at it and they thought it was inappropriate, and it didn't surprise me at all, because we all know that if you've paid attention to Tom Izzo, that he's a fiery coach. Do I think that he handled it in a great way? No, but I wasn't as appalled by his actions as maybe a lot of other people. He could have went about it differently, and I think he should have apologized at least, which he didn't. But what were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, like I'm a little conflicted on it, because I've known Tom Izzo for a little while. I've dealt with him on many occasions over the years. I have a ton of respect for him. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a good person. And as I watched it, the initial confrontation, or whatever you want to call it, when he came out onto the court and got in his player's face a little bit, I didn't really have a problem with. I thought, hey, he's coaching him hard. He's being competitive. He's trying to kind of light a fire or get him locked in or whatever it is. But I do think that when they were in the huddle and he was sitting down and he kind of jumps out of his seat and he needs a player or two to be the cooler head and grab him and essentially push him back down to make sure that he calms down a little bit, I do think that was a little over the line.
Yeah.
And I think that in that situation where his team was playing very tight and there was a lot of tension, he wasn't helping the situation. He was hurting it. And whenever a 20-year-old has got to be the one that's the cooler head, I think that's an issue. Now, I don't think he should be fired. I don't think he should be suspended. I don't think he should be fined. I just do think that at the end of the day, when he goes back and looks at that video, he's probably not going to be very proud of what he sees in that moment. And he's probably going to say, I should have been better there. And that's what it is. And people make mistakes. People lose control sometimes. And it doesn't have to be the end of the world. But I do think in that one, he went a titch too far.
Oh, no question about it. And I agree with you. And I think that's the most embarrassing part of all of this, is that Cassius Winston should not have to be the voice of reason. Come on. Like, the kid that you're chewing out, he's a freshman, and he's going to be a really good player for you for years to come. And Cassius Winston should not have to interject himself in between you two.
Yeah. And look, you have been in a million NCAA tournaments as a coach. You've led teams to Final Fours, to national titles, you have the experience. You're the adult now in this situation, and a lot of these kids haven't been in this situation, or if they have, the last 3 years they've lost in the first weekend, and so they were carrying burdens on their shoulders, and you could see it in the way that they were playing against Bradley. It was not a clean and crisp performance by Michigan State, and it felt like they were trying too hard, or they were under a lot of pressure. And then when you have your head coach kind of doing that in that moment, that probably only adds to the pressure. Now, the one thing I will say, and I agree with our mutual friend Dan Barrero on this, is that the work that Tom Izzo puts in behind the scenes with all of these guys all year long sets sort of a tone, in terms of they all know that he has their back, that he has their best interest at heart, that he just wants what's best for them. And so in those moments that look really bad to us, like, oh my God, how could he do that? Well, when you're in the foxhole with this guy day in and day out through an entire season and see how much he is invested in you, it's easier for, I think, a player to understand, okay, yeah, he's a little off the handle here, but I know where his heart is. I know what kind of person he is. So I'm not going to let it affect me as much as if he just jumped some random person on the street that had no interaction with them whatsoever.
I'm with you. So when we look forward to tomorrow's matchup between the Gophers and Michigan State, what do you think of the matchup? We all know that the Gophers are going to go in as the underdog again. And I think the Vegas line on it when it came out yesterday was Michigan State by 10.5. What do you expect to see tomorrow? And do you like the Gophers at all in terms of being improved based off of what you saw from them yesterday?
Well, I do think, Lake, that if they can bottle that performance that they had against Louisville and play the exact same way and do the exact same things, I think they can be in it with Michigan State. I don't think that Michigan State played particularly well against Bradley. I do think that they are a little tight, and they aren't as talented as Michigan State teams have been in the past. They're still a really good team, but they're not kind of the surefire Final Four favorite type of a team. And so I do think that if the Gophers play their best, they can absolutely be in it. They could even possibly win it. But we saw what happened, when the Gophers played in Michigan State and they got waxed. And the thing that concerns me is that the Gophers are still awfully thin. Their starting five is what they have, basically, to go to battle with. And if Murphy or Arturu get in foul trouble against a very physical Michigan State front, if Kalshar isn't shooting the lights out, it could get ugly. And it could get ugly quickly. That said, I still think they're going to find a way to keep this thing close and to make Michigan State earn it if that's the way that it's going
to
go.
We're talking to John Krasinski from The Athletic here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. I think Michigan State is going to win because I think they're the better ball club. But I agree with you, though, about the tightness. All of the 1 and 2 seeds have been tight. If you've watched it over the course, every one of those games, I mean, North Carolina trailing at halftime, Virginia trailing. I mean, Duke was tied with NDSU earlier at halftime. So I think that that's a theme, and it's going to be interesting to see how those teams play in the second round.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I picked North Carolina to win it, and I'm awfully nervous right now when I came onto the radio show with you just because they were not playing well against Iona. And I think I think Michigan State is even more vulnerable that way because I don't think they have the talent that Duke, Carolina, Gonzaga, some of these other teams do have going in there. I think they're very good, but I don't think they're at that elite level that some of these other teams are. I don't even think they're maybe at where a Tennessee is at from a talent standpoint. And so I think if this Spartans team stays tight and plays with the weight of the world on its shoulders, the Gophers have nothing to lose. And they won't be intimidated because it's just another Big Ten game for them. They're used to seeing Michigan State. They don't have that mystique that, if they ran into Kentucky or North Carolina in round two. So, all of those things play in the Gophers' favor. Now, the talent and the depth and all of those other things obviously swing heavily in the Spartans' favor, and they should be favorites. But I haven't seen any of these one or twos like look really overpowering. Michigan looked pretty good, but other than that, it has been a bit of a slog for these guys, and maybe it'll be a bit of a slog for the Spartans tomorrow night.
All right, we got about a minute left. You said North Carolina, that's the team that you predicted, or at least you took in the brackets to win the national championship. Who were the other teams? I'm just curious, the other teams you had going to the Final Four. For me, I had Kentucky, I had Virginia, I had Duke, and I had Gonzaga.
Yeah, so I have North Carolina beating Duke in the final. And I'm trying to remember right now.
Tennessee?
Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Houston's
in the bracket with North Carolina.
Okay, no. So it was Tennessee, North Carolina, and it was Gonzaga and Duke.
Okay.
And so, Michigan and Duke, right? Because Michigan is down in Gonzaga's bracket.
Yep. That is correct.
Michigan. Yep. So that's what I had. I had two ones and two twos. I love John Beilein. I love him in March. I think he's great. And so I think that's what I picked. Now watch me lose my champion on the first night. But I loved watching North Carolina play against Duke in all these games down the stretch. I think they're deep and talented. I love the way they move the ball. And so I think that they're the best team.
Hey, John, man, you're the best. I appreciate it so much. We'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, thanks for having me, Lake. I'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right, that's John Krasinski from The Athletic. Top of the hour. We got a little bit of information because we'll be giving away twin tickets very soon. We'll continue some basketball conversation coming up next year on 830 WCCO.